Those issues with Boeing's 787 are not new.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. It appears the lithium-ion batteries that are causing problems for Boeing's new 787 Dreamliner have been causing problems for some time. Japan's All Nippon Airways says even before the most recent string of 787 incidents, it had to replace many of the batteries because they weren't working properly. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes joins us from Tokyo with more. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So, Rupert, it appears that for one Japanese airline, at least, these battery problems were not new.
Not new at all. That's, you know, what we've learned today is that not just All Nippon Airways, but also Japan Airlines has also said that it had problems with its batteries on its 787s long before the fire that happened in Boston earlier this month and the meltdown that happened on an All Nippon Airways flight in Japan. All Nippon Airways says it had to change its batteries on several of its aircraft 10 times between the end of 2011 and the end of 2012, basically within the first year and a bit of operations of the plane.
And did All Nippon Airways tell Boeing about this?
So, yes, they did tell Boeing about it. So Boeing was aware of it. They didn't inform the NTSB or the Japanese authorities because they say these were not issues that were a threat to the safety of the aircraft. They say it was things like the batteries wouldn't recharge properly, they wouldn't hold a charge, those sorts of issues that you also get with your laptop battery or your phone battery.
Yeah.
So they simply told Boeing, got a new battery delivered and installed it. But, you know, it looks like there is a pattern that maybe the authorities should have been told about.
And the battery maker is also a Japanese company.
Yeah, the battery maker is a company called GS Yuasa. It's a big battery manufacturer. You've probably never heard of it, but it's possible that the battery in your car may have been made by this company because what they mostly make are car batteries. But they got this contract for Boeing. They'd never made a battery of this type before. But essentially because Boeing was outsourcing a lot of its production to Japan, because Japan is a big partner for Boeing, has been for many, many years, it seems like, you know, a Japanese company managed to win that contract.
That's the BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Tokyo. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.